We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Mincham Yaakov Mipinichos Elei. We're in Sota Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that if we find out that a woman is promiscuous and the husband is incapable of giving a kinui, he's a deaf mute, or he's a shote, he's a mentally incompetent, he's in jail, let's say. So Beis Din can call her and say, and may give her a kinui. Don't seclude yourself with this man. And if she does so, and she was in there with him, kidei tuma, that amount of time, for potential for her to be intimate with him, Beis Din prohibits her upon her husband, and she loses the ksuva. Question is, does she drink based on that seclusion, based on the Beis Din's warning? So that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this, Veilusha Beis Din Mekan Elohim. These are the women that Beis Din can give them a kinui if they see she's behaving promiscuously. Mishan is Charesh Baala. The husband, let's say, is a deaf mute. Onishtata, or became a shota. So in these cases, he cannot do the warning. And therefore they have to do it for him. And notice it doesn't mention an elam, someone who is mute. It's someone who's a deaf mute. Devil is deaf mute or nishtata, so they don't have the das, they don't have the intellect in order to give a proper warning. Someone who's just mute can use sign language or communicate in writing or some other way and can do the kinui. So that's why we don't mention elam, but we mention a cheresh. Osho yabim chavush v'esav suno. He was incarcerated. He's in jail. He's in prison, so he can't give a kinui either. So Beis Din gives the kinui. So the Mishnah here says, according to the Tanakhama, though, lo lahashkosa amo. This is not giving her to drink. Beis Din doesn't have that power. Elo pasul miksuv asa, but rather just to prohibit her to her husband and to make her forfeit the ksuva. Why is it that Beis Din doesn't have the right, based on their kinui, for her to drink? Because the pasuk says, vehevi ha'is esishto. So what does that mean? The man has to bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash. The assumption is he's bringing her to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where she's going to be drinking. So if it's Vehevi HaIsh, we need the Ish, and the Ish is not here. You'll say, what if he somehow recovers from this, from being mentally incompetent? Let's say he's no longer a deaf mute, or now he's released from jail. Maybe that's more, would be more common. So he cannot give her to drink either, based on the kinui of Beis Din, because the pasuk says v'kinei es ishto v'hevi ha'isha es ishto. That teaches us v'kinei v'hevi, the one who does the kinui does the bringing. So only when the husband does the kinui can he do the bringing of the wife to drink. If Beis Din does the kinui, not the Baal cannot bring her to the kohen for her to drink from the water. So, and that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer no afla hashkosa. No, it's not true. The kinui of Beis Din is not just that she now forfeits her ksuva and becomes usher to her husband if she, indeed she secludes herself with this man, but even to make her drink, as the Mishnah says, this is the practical application. Based on the kinui of Beis Din, Rabbi Yossi holds that no, it's the husband can now bring her to drink based on what Beis Din warned her before. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the fact that it says v'kinei v'hevi, it's lav dafka, that's not to be taken literally, yeah, generally. The one who does the kinei, the husband, will then bring the wife to the Beis HaMikdash to drink. But it doesn't have to be that way. It could be Beis Din to the kinei, and the husband brings her. Perek Chamishi, Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah is coming to teach us that not only is the sota affected where lanpilya reha tzvias habet and the stomach swells and the thigh falls literally and she explodes like that, but even the man who doesn't drink, the man who she was mezana with, also will have that same punishment. So, and not only that, Mishnah will teach us that if she chooses not to drink from the water, she's also not only to the Baal, but even to the Boel, even after she gets divorced from this husband or he dies, let's say, she cannot live with the man with whom she was intimate. Says the Mishnah, K'shem shamayim bot kinoso, kachamayim bot kinoso, just like the mayim tests and checks the sota, if she's really tamea, then we'll see, tzav sabit na v'nafla yirecha, kachamayim bot kinoso, they go into effect the Boel as well. He will be punished like she is, with the same punishment, tzvias beten and infilas yorech. How do I know that? Shenamar uvo'u, uvo'u. It says the word uvo'u twice. And that teaches us, Rabbi Akiva learns from the extra vav of each uvav, that whatever it says regarding the bias hamayim, regarding the sota, that extra vav teaches us it applies to the boel as well, and he will be punished like her. Now, what's this uvav? In fact, there are really three psukim. So, and we'll go through them. First is Pasuk Chav Beis in Bamidbar Perakei, where it says, Uvau Hamayim Hamo'arim Ha'ele B'me'ayich. This is the Kohen talking, what's going to happen. Then we have Pasuk Chav Dal, two psukim later, Uvau Hamayim Hamo'arim L'morim. And then the third Uvau is Pasuk Chav Zayin, Uvau Hamayim Hamo'arim L'morim, V'tzav Sabit Nav and Afla Yerecha. So what the Gemara learns is that the middle Pasuk, which is Pasuk Chav Dal, remember this, Pasuk Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Pasuk Chav Dalet is there for the Tzava'a. Tzava'a means the command, the gzera, that Hashem decrees and commands that the water, the Mayim HaMarim, will affect or potentially affect her. Pasuk of Zayin, the third Pasuk we quoted, is not for Tzava, but for Asiya, that Hashem informs and promises the Jewish people that the water will indeed test this woman. And Pasuk of Beis, which is the first Pasuk we quoted, that's for Yediya. So we have a Pasuk for Tzava, we have a Pasuk, one Uvo of Tzava, one Uvo for Asiya, and one for Yediya. What does that mean? To inform us that the water indeed will come latzbos bet and lampil yarech, to punish her in that particular way. Why do I need this yediyah? Because in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, a Pasuk we didn't quote, right before Pasuk Chaf Beis, there's the klala. And in the curse, the Kohen, if you remember, we mentioned this in the first parak, the Kohen mentions the yarech, the thigh before the beten. As it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, B'seis Hashem Esrechech Nofeles Esbitech Tzava. First was Yarech, then was Beten. So therefore we need a Pasuk for Yediya, Pasuk Chaf Beis, that first Pasuk, that first Uva'u, is there to inform us that she's going to be punished not in the order that's mentioned by the curse, but rather in the order in which the water comes into the body. First Latzbos Beten, and then Lampil Yarech. So now we're not motzi laz. People don't say on the water doesn't work. He said in the curse it would happen like this, and it happened in the opposite order. So this is what we derive from the three uvos, and each vav is there to tell you whatever happens to the woman happens to the boel. Kishem Shasrul, the Baal Mishnah now says, if the woman chooses not to drink the water, she admitted that she was Tamea, that she was intimate with the man, or she didn't want to drink, or the husband didn't want to drink, so the Kachas Rul Boel. Same that way that makes her also to live with her husband. If the husband passes away, or let they get divorced, she can't marry the Boel. Shneamar Nitma'a V'Nitma'a. Divir Rabbi Akiva. One Pasuk says, V'Yisa Im Nitma'a V'Atamol Mal B'Isha. That's one Nitma. Then we have another Pasuk, Zos Tara, so the extra vav vinitma is there to teach you that just like she's usher to the baal, she's usher to the boel. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that who learns from the extra vav. So Rabbi Akiva learned two things. He learned the extra vav uvo, although the Mishnah doesn't say that, the Gemara explains that, uvo to teach you that the boel gets the same punishment, and the extra vav of vinitma is there to teach you that the woman's not only usher to the Baal, she's usher to the Boel. But Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Kach HaYadoresh Zechari Ben Akasa. Zechari Ben Akasa also darshan like Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Yoshua, that it's learned from the extra vav. But Rabbi Omer, no. Shnei Pa'amim Amorim B'Parash, it's not from the extra vav, but rather Im Nitma'a and Nitma'a. It says it twice. Echad Abav, Echad Boel. Rabbi doesn't learn from the extra vav, but the fact that Nitma is written twice, one tells you that she's usher because of Tumah to the husband, and one is there to teach you she's usher to the Boel as well.